Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
Thor Tripp.
I like all those guys. I don't necessarily know if I love any of them.
Thor Tripp.
It's reminiscent of Bubba Watson.
Thor Tripp.
It's kind of a boring answer.
Yeah.
Thor Tripp.
But I'm certainly one of the bandwagon media members.
Thor Tripp, how are you, my friend?
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Like Maryland,
probably not.
You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I don't think I want you to pull it off either. I'm not gonna lie. I want you to sing happy birthday, but not the whole Marilyn Monroe thing. It's not what I want.
I like my legs, but I feel like it wouldn't really roll if I shaved them. It'd just be uncomfortable for probably, maybe not for George, but for you.
Sure. George would be cool with it, you know, but not me, unfortunately. Not George, me. I'm too close.
George and I were speaking Spanish to coordinate this birthday thing, so we didn't understand what our signals were. So we were like, all right, I'll make sure that Nick doesn't understand what's happening.
Yeah, Feliz Cumpleaños. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love it. I love it. Man, I have like three or four things I really want to hit on with you. I want to start with, obviously you're a guy that I really lean on baseball-wise, you know, given your background and everything in college and all that. I guess, how do you see everyone? It appears everyone kind of jumped the gun on this Erstad angst. You know, I mean, 10 days ago, the sky was falling and Erstad was this and that. And all of a sudden, they took a series from Arizona State and it feels like everything's kind of changed. How have you seen the last, 14 days for kind of the public perception around Erstad?
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think you even need to go back 14 days. I think it's going back to getting their tails whipped on Friday night. And, you know, that kind of was like the culmination of it. Like, man, they've been struggling in conference play, but they got a chance to get right against a good team, and then they just get waxed at home. And you're like, man, maybe it's going to fall apart for them. And then to see them come back and win two games, to win a series against a team that is really going to help their resume, I think that's kind of what the Erstad era to me has been about, is like fighting and just clawing and scratching and not giving up. And, you know, even when things aren't going well for them offensively, he's always just telling them, like, hey, stay the course. Like,
right.
What we do offensively works. And honestly, he's seen that over the course of his major league career. You know, hundreds of at-bats, 600 at-bats a season over the course of his you know, fantastic career, you get a sense of, okay, long-term, we're going to be fine. Let's not panic short-term. And I think, for fans, you know, that's the natural tendency. So hopefully going into a huge series here with Michigan, knowing they already have their spot in the Big Ten tournament solidified,
right,
and coming off of two big wins in a row at home, hopefully they can really kind of put the hammer down. If they can get two wins this weekend against Michigan, they're in great shape. If they get one win, they're just fine because I think their non-conference, you know, strength of schedule is top five in the country. So, you know, say what you want about the conference slate. Those teams know each other really well, and pitchers know each other really well. And so the hitters know the pitchers, I mean. So it changes things a little bit in conference, kind of like it does in basketball, where you just know scouting reports a little bit better. So for them to have as much success as they've had nationally in non-conference, I think makes a big difference.
Does this team have the makeup to, have they exceeded expectations to you? Have they met expectations? Because that's always what's hard to do in the moment, is like combine what a team is capable of versus what you think the program should be achieving each year, because sometimes those two things don't line up.
Yeah, I think they've met expectations, personally. That's what I would say. The pitching staff has been fantastic, really better than advertised for most of the season. The hitters have been maybe a little underwhelming at times. They've gone through slumps where that's been the issue offensively, where, you know, they're scoring, you know, three runs a game for a long stretch there. So thankfully their pitching has been able to keep them in it, but they have bats that can get hot. So I think that the only disappointing thing for them is after the start they got off to, now granted against really the lower tier competition of the Big Ten, they haven't necessarily won those series against good teams. teams. And so hopefully this Arizona State series kind of swings the pendulum the other way, because I think they've met expectations, and getting into the tournament is what you can ask for on a yearly basis. And hopefully they can put together a few wins and get out of a regional, and then there's really no conversation in terms of the future for Herb Stubbs.
Yeah, is some of the criticism warranted that has been thrown towards Herstedt?
I think just it's going to be easy to do that based on the guy not having head coaching experience at the college level. You know, I mean, that's going to be part of it. Is you got to learn how to manage kids at a different competition level than you've been playing at. But I also think having a professional mentality when these kids are trying to get to the professional ranks lends itself to success long term if you can get the right kind of kids in there. So it's very similar to what you're looking at with like Hoiberg just coming in. Hey, he's been on the professional level as a success in different roles. And so now you've got a guy who's done that in Darren Erstedt at the professional level. And you see kids coming in and kind of scrapping with his mentality. And I think you see a lot of parents that watched Erstedt, a lot of dads that watched Erstedt playing growing up that want your kid to play for them. And so I think that that's going to make a difference for them if they can get back in the tournament again and have another good recruiting cycle like they had this year, especially in-state.
What about, real quick, I want to talk some Hoiberg. I mean, Creighton's put together a pretty good season as well on baseball-wise. I mean, certainly with the nature of the Big East, they're going to have to go and make some noise in the conference tournament. I mean, do you feel like Coach Service has the type of team that can punch all the way through and get to an NCAA tournament here?
I think absolutely. I think Creighton is probably in the tournament right now.
Okay.
As an at-large, even if they don't win the Big East. Their RPI is great. They really have had a really strong season. And the thing about Creighton this year that's different is that they hit for power. So you've got a lot of guys, you know, typically in this lineup, you have a lot of double hitters. Guys are going to hit the gaps, steal bases and whatnot. But this team has hit a lot of home runs, especially for a Creighton team. I think there's been more home runs hit at TD Ameritrade this year than have been hit at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. And so Creighton's a big part of that,
right? Even
if that's their home park, obviously. So it's a different kind of team for Ed Service to manage. He's more of a just traditionally a slap and bunt and get guys over and steal and whatever you have to do to scratch a run in. But they've been able to do it with big swings. So I think this team is going to be in the NCAA tournament, even if they don't win the Big East Conference tournament. And they've got a chance to clinch the Big East regular season with a sweep this weekend, or even I think if they only play two games, depending on weather, I think they can still win the regular season as well. So, they're in really good shape right now, and they put themselves in that position with their non-conference and being on the road.
Thor Tripp, KTV Sports. I talked with Andy about this a little bit last week, but I wanted to specifically talk to you about it because you had the chance to sit down with Fred Hoiberg. Give me the number one thing that stood out to you when you sat down and were able to pick his brain.
I think the one thing that stood out is that he's not ruling out winning an NCAA tournament game this year.
Mm.
Which I think he's really slow playing some of the talent that he has coming in. The coaching staff thinks Cameron Mack is going to be really good.
Okay.
And I think that he's kind of flying under the radar. And I asked him a little bit about him, and he kind of had this little smirk, and he was just like, you know, I think he can be great. And you just don't hear Hoiberg say that as much. He's pretty low-key with his praise. Even with a guy like Gervais Green, who I've seen in person, out in community college, he's tremendous offensively. And he didn't say that about Gervais. He said that about Cam Mack. And so for me, that says a lot about what he can do. And I think if you have a point guard that is exceptional, we've seen in the Big Ten especially, you can do a lot. So I think that's the interesting thing, is that really it's the perfect meshing of having this trip to Italy now this summer where these guys can get those practice hours in together and get some games in together and get a feel for it. Because it's different when you're playing against each other versus playing against somebody else. And so I think that's a huge blessing for this team this year, with all this crazy roster turnover, trying to find roles and how lineups fit together, and getting a chance to do that overseas this year is going to make a huge difference for them. And I think they could be really competitive. I just I know Hoiberg's first season at Iowa State when he was trying to turn over the roster a little bit and, you know, was closer to 500 and they weren't a tournament team, but then they were after that. I think he believes that this can be an NCAA tournament team if things come together and they stay healthy. So that's the interesting thing is even after everything Nebraska did at the end of the season that struggled this past year, you know, a few good wins at the end of the year can vault you right toward the bubble as well. So I think, you know, anything's possible with this team. And sure. I thought it was interesting to hear him say that you can't rule out winning it and getting into the tournament this year.
Within that, what has kind of stood out to you? It's been, I mean, I'm sure it's been tough for you. Like, it's almost been hard to, I think since Friday, they've signed three or four different guys. Like, yeah. It's been every single day that seems like there's someone that's been landed. I guess, what has kind of stood out to you with the recruiting stuff with Hoiberg?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing about the way they're kind of hammering out these scholarships is that I think the way they're offering and the number of guys they're getting, they're trying to plan for Roby not coming back and then go from there. So I hope, and I'm sure everybody in Nebraska hopes that Roby is coming back, but I think they're trying to really plan for not having more than one, if any, scholarships left available, and then they can work it from there. Because I think they, you know, feel themselves long-term saying, hey, we can't let some uncertainty in our first year really hamper us, you know, in year three when this kid we could have had would be a junior. So I think that's the interesting thing is they're not wasting any time cycling this through right away. And I think that could make a big difference depending on what Roby does. Ideally, he comes back, but if not, you see a lot of those similar pieces where
right.
he can still do what he wants to do and you don't have the open scholarship numbers that you had to worry about in the past.
Thor Tripp, KETV Sports. Was Hoiberg, you know, when you know, there's certain guys that when you get it, like just – like as a person, was he, what was he like as a person? Like, what was behind the scenes stuff like?
Man, it was crazy. Like, he rolled in for the interview and he's on the phone and not in like a, you know, being a jerk kind of
right,
way. Like,
right.
He's working, you know, he's working up to the moment when we sit down to talk. And then we get done with the interview and like we're chatting. And, you know, I grew up in Minnesota, so I watched him play with the Timberwolves.
Right.
And we're chatting a little bit. And he's just like, oh, hey, hold on just a second. Like, I got this call. And he takes a call. And then he, like, gets done. And he's like, oh, just one second. And he takes a, you know, he's got to send a text. I mean, these guys are crazy. They're going at it
yeah.
hard right now in this short time. And even, you know, Matt Lothrop and I both were down there for the interview. And Matt Abdelmassi came rolling in. He's on the phone. And we're like, hey, coach, you know, he kind of gives us a wave. he's on the phone working. I mean, it's just really interesting and fun to see because honestly it's a small glimpse of what we saw or didn't get to see with the football team last year where they're just trying to roll through making all these calls and getting all these kids right away. And so it gives you a small picture of what's going on for them. And he's just joking. He's like, I got a portable phone charger with me all the time. Like everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, man, like I can see you need it. You know, like I feel like I'm on my phone quite a bit for being a media guy, but Fred and company are taking to a whole new level here.
That's amazing right there. Thor Tripp, KETV Sports. Thor, awesome stuff as always, my man. We'll catch up soon.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
You got it. Thor Tripp, KETV Sports. Yeah, I think however busy, the busiest time of your life, think about what that was. I feel like what Fred Hoiberg's last month has been like and then what Scott Frost's month of December was like last year, like I feel like you just, I mean, we have no idea. Where you're trying to scramble to recruit and you're on flights and you're this and you're that. I mean, I bet it's just crazy what those guys have had to hit the ground running. Not just hit the ground running, like hit the ground running 90 miles an hour. 90 miles an hour. Great stuff with Thor, though. 402-951-1620. Yeah, you know, having a portable phone charger, probably a good little move there. You can't have that five-star recruit call you and your phone die. That's not good, George. It's not good.
Nope, because I'm not leaving a message.
No, yeah. Nope. Oh, you didn't answer? Okay, I see how it is.
Yep, let me call up Iowa real quick.
Yeah, let me go ahead and call up Mike Krzyzewski real quick. I bet he'll answer. I bet he will. Game time.